Happy New Year. Well, of course you'd say the New Year's already been here, January 1st, but in a way that we can say every day, Happy New Day, Happy New Year, Happy New Moment, being able to find joy in the present moment because that's the moment we're in. I want to talk a little bit about something that I'm doing real soon, and you're allowed to be envious, but this coming Sunday, just a few days from now, I will be going to Arizona in the Phoenix area for about 8 days. I actually have a family there I've been very close to from when I was at St. Martha Parish in North Hill. And Phil was a deacon and just a wonderful family. His kids were little now. He's got grandkids that are bigger than the kids were then, because this was over 25 years ago. And I can remember feeling bad because they were moving. Phil had some asthma issues, had been healthy otherwise, but because of the asthma, he needed to find a different climate. He went to Arizona. He's right, not far from the Grand Canyon. He hikes up and down there and takes all kind of people on trips. But when he comes back home to see some of his grandkids, like in the winter, it's a difficult time for him. And I can remember when he went out to Arizona, I did feel bad because I would spend some time at his house, you know, because priests are allowed to have friends. I remember even when I was first ordained, a couple of people said to me, "Now, wait a second, you're supposed to be there for everybody. You're allowed to have friends." I said, "Oh yeah." I said, "Jesus had friends." Maybe we didn't think of it this way. We think of his picking the 12 disciples so that they would carry on his ministry and further his ministry. Very true. But we see how he was disappointed when some of them fell asleep when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was disappointed that some of them still didn't understand what he was trying to do because they were willing to be uprising against the Samaritans that were the Jewish enemies, and because they didn't recognize Jesus when he came through the territory. James and John said, "Well, just strike lightning bolts at them. Look, they can't be doing that to you." Jesus was exasperated, trying to make the point that, hey, I'm here to show the path of love, to show the path of all of us coming together as one human family. So recognizing friends are important. And thankfully, I've had friends in addition to Phil and his wife through the years that have meant so much to me. You may know, if you know my background a little bit, it was just my mother and me, no other family members. When my mother went home to the Lord in 1997, which was now 27 years ago, that was a difficult time for me. We were close. I had always had friends, but now friends became family. And maybe for all of us in this time, to recognize family life is important, and hopefully many of you have that, and there's a joy in being together, but also to recognize the value of friends. In fact, sometimes being part of a parish, I've said, and even my coming to St. Vincent to be part of a parish, is I knew with no other biological family, this parish community would be family for me. I also know that there's other people in the parish, and this has been true in every parish. Maybe people who are widowed, maybe people who never married. Many people have a family, but they're not close, or even they're at odds with each other. That the parish community can just be a beautiful place to meet and connect with people, especially with core values, and you can have similarities and you can have differences, and yet recognizing all of that, we are called to be with and for each other. When I talk about the other aspect of going out to California, nope, not California, Arizona, when I go there, I'm going to also just spend some time relaxing. You know, that too, I remember my first parish when I was going away, I think for a week and a half that first year, a couple people sincerely asked me, "Father, are you allowed to go on vacation? Aren't you supposed to be following the way of Jesus?" And again, I would say there too, in addition to Jesus having friends, Jesus took time apart. We don't always get the details. Sometimes he went up on the mountain to pray. Sometimes he was gone from the disciples. Sometimes people were coming and he was on the other side of the lake. You know, I had to realize early on, because when I was a new enthusiastic priest, yes, I wanted to go from early morning to late at night and just be there for everybody in every situation. But I realized that something the Lord spoke to me on one of those early retreats, because I was taking a treat thinking, okay, God, what magnificent thing, there's ego again, do you want me to do for the people of Northfield to make a great difference? And at that time, I remember he said, take care of yourself. And I was kind of disgruntled about that. Hey, I'm supposed to be there for everybody else. And of course, making the point he was that, hey, if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be very good for anybody else. So recognizing the needing to take vacation, wanting to take vacation, also finding different other times. For example, in the parish that I'm in now, I have a very early morning mass. And for me, I've never been a morning person. I've become that. Jesus helped me. But even there, the 6:28 a.m. mass, a lot of times I go after that and take a nap. I remember, again, somebody a while back, they met well. They said, well, hey, Father, your day's just starting. You just had mass. Stay awake. Look at all the rest you can do. And I simply said lovingly, we all have different strides in terms of our day. I said, I need to take that nap. And I consider taking that nap, and I don't mean this tongue in cheek, a religious duty. Because a long time ago, starting for myself, but for others, I did a program called The Sacredness of Self-Care. We need to care for ourselves. We need to have friends and family that support us. We need to take time away. And we need to recognize, again, following the way of Jesus Christ. Sometimes that taking away, when I'm in Arizona, I just have a time to notice more of creation and to just savor God's creativity in the world around me. Sometimes when I'm here, and I know I need to do this a little more often, I barely notice because I get involved in the activities. Are they important? Yes. But a real balance and a real saying, hey, I can do for others, and now I'm in my 50th year, because Lord, you have shown me, you have touched me, you have given me the grace of friends, you give me the call to prayer, you give me the time to get away and just be, and I know that matters a lot. So whatever that may mean for you, maybe you need time away. Maybe you need to not be guilty because you need some self-care time for yourself, again, to be there for everybody else. Jesus did it. Whatever our faith, certainly we can follow it too. The Lord wants us to be vital and keep going for a long time with the gift of every day, the activity of every day, and the rest of every day. What do you need to know from this? Think about it. I know for me, it's reminding me in a few days, I'll be on vacation, enjoying it very, very, very much. God bless you.